Hi.
This is Sophia.
And Maddie, calling to interview you about your career.
Okay, thank you. Nice to talk to you, girls.
So why did you want to pursue law, a career in law?
Well, because I was interested in helping people, making a difference, something that was a challenge, something that involved problem solving.
Okay.
When did you know you wanted to become a lawyer?
Oh, when I was about seventh grade.
What has been your most memorable experience while in law school?
While in law school, my most memorable experience. Some of the impressions the professors made on me, I guess, some of the relationships. It was a difficult journey, but I just think some of the relationships I made along the way were memorable.
Nice. Where did you attend law school?
University of Wisconsin in Madison.
And what type of law do you practice?
I practice workers' compensation defense.
What has been your most interesting case during your career?
Oh, my most interesting case in my career that I have had that could be interesting. So many different types of cases, but just one in particular case that I handled was a pilot who claimed a shoulder injury while getting a massage on layover in Buenos Aires, and I won that case based on the fact that they felt that wasn't a reasonable activity that the company should have to pay for, the airline should have to pay for. So that was an interesting case. There's so many of them, it's hard to pick just one.
Right.
One case.
So do you usually defend the plaintiff or the defendant?
Well, in this case, it would be like the defendant or the respondent. It would be either an employer or an insurance company.
What frustrates you about, like, your, like, job?
I think sometimes the adversarial nature of the practice gets difficult. You always have to be on your toes. You have to deal with a lot of different personalities. Sometimes people aren't as courteous or professional in their practice, and so you have to deal with a lot of angry and unprofessional personalities. That's the part I don't like the most. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Professionally or personally?
Either.
You can do both.
Either. Well, my parents had a big impact on my life. They encouraged me and supported me and lifted me up when I was down and, you know, have me keep going no matter what. So they were a big influence on who I am today. Mm-hmm. Made sacrifices so I could have things that they didn't have.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
In my career?
Yes.
When I made partner, it was kind of a pivotal year because it was a little early for me to make partner. But it wasn't out of the realm of possibility. But the most interesting part was that when I was offered partnership, I was 7 months pregnant, getting ready to go on maternity leave. And, you know, they felt strong enough about me and the work I was doing, despite the fact that, you know, mm-hmm. I was going on maternity leave and sometimes women don't come back to work after that.
Right.
They offered me the partnership, and that was 21 years ago, actually, almost to the month.
So what does being partner involve? Like, what are your duties as partner?
duties as partner involve all sorts of facets, I guess. One, handling difficult cases. Two, business development, getting client relationships, helping grow the firm. Three, mentoring young attorneys is a big part of being partner, making sure that, you know, I had people above me that helped me along, and then it was my turn to kind of pay it forward and mentor and train younger people to become successful attorneys and successful members of the firm and the practice.
Great. Can you explain a little bit about your firm, where it's located, what kind of attorneys are there, and qualities about them?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I work for a firm that's based in Chicago, Illinois. That's our largest office. We have about 50 attorneys in that office, give or take. In that office, we practice mostly workers' compensation defense, but we also have what we call a civil litigation department and an employment department, where we have attorneys that handle, like, product liability or retaliatory discharge or anything related to employment or third-party construction-type cases.
Mm-hmm.
We also have offices in Lafayette, Indiana by Purdue, St. Louis, Missouri, where I'm at today. I'm in our St. Louis, Missouri office today and tomorrow. And then our Kansas City office in Kansas, and we also have an office in Rockford, Illinois, and all our offices have a different number of attorneys depending on the state and the volume of work we have, but really the key to all members of our firm are attorneys who are confident, who have strong writing and oral advocacy skills, who are good trial lawyers, and who are responsive. We have very well-respected attorneys who are very professional.
Great.
So do you have to travel a lot for your job, or what's your role? Like, what does traveling play on your, what, like, role does travel play on your job?
I probably travel maybe 6 times a year between either our offices, mostly going to our Kansas City office, at least 2 or 3 times a year. I realized today, being in St. Louis, I haven't been here in a couple of years. I used to manage this office back in the, about 2006, 2007, a long time ago. But also for clients' meetings, I do some travel. I was in New Jersey a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to Dallas in a couple of weeks. For the most part, my job is local in my Chicago office.
Have you ever regretted your decision to be an attorney?
No, it was my passion. I knew I wanted to do it. I had that goal, and I went after it, and I would never look back.
What advice would you give to an undergrad student considering a career in law?
Well, I think they would have to, number one, think about the time commitment associated with the practice, what they're looking to do ultimately, depending on what their undergraduate major was, what their ultimate goal of law school is. Is it to be a lawyer, practice law? Is it for some other field that a legal degree might, maybe government or along those lines, that a legal degree would be beneficial? And number two, think about the cost. It can be very costly to go to law school. The loans can be devastating and, you know, crippling, I guess, is a better word. And you want to make sure that there's jobs out there that are going to be able to, you know, pay back those loans. I went to law school in a time when it wasn't nearly the cost it is now, and it was much more affordable.
Okay. So we have another question. How would you like to be remembered? This could be personally or professionally or whatever.
How would I like to be remembered personally or professionally? I think someone that people look up to is someone that was seen as a mentor, someone who was seen as someone who has helped someone along in their career. That I think more of the teacher mentor role I would like to see myself remembered as. That's what I'm known for in my firm, is mentoring and being the person that helps others.
Right. If you could go back and do anything different your whole academic career while in college, what would you change?
What would I change? Oh, God, I was so happy with what I picked. I mean, the only thing I would have changed, I think, out of all that, is I would have went to school in Chicago and not in Wisconsin. That would be the only thing I would do differently.
Is there a reason why?
I wanted to be in a big city. I thought there would be more opportunities.
Has your family had a background in law?
No one. I'm the first one.
What kind of careers did they pursue? Your parents or siblings or friends?
My father was in insurance. He was a loss control manager at Hartford Insurance. My mother was very smart, but she didn't have a full college degree, so she was a administrative assistant mm-hmm. at College DuPage for many years and had a successful career and a happy career there. My sister had a master's in business administration and pursued a marketing career, and my brother also was in the insurance industry in loss control type role like my father.
Mm-hmm. So what about your job keeps you up at night?
Oh gosh, the stress of cases, difficult cases, worrying that you're not going to do a good job, the volume of work keep you up at night. There's always so much to do and not enough time.
Can you describe a time when you lost a case and what you would do differently about it?
No good trial attorney wins every case. Any trial lawyer that says they've never lost a case has never tried a case. So, no, I've had many losses over my career, but I feel good that I did everything I could to do the best job that I could. Sometimes the facts just aren't in your favor.
Right. What would you want somebody to know about your job pursuing a law career? What is the most important thing that you would want them to know going into it that they wouldn't be taught in school?
I think there's a lot of things you're not taught in school. Thinking on your feet, being flexible. The law is not black and white. But just negotiation skills, communication skills, those are so important that you don't necessarily get taught that in school. Right. How to be a good negotiator.
Mm-hmm. Right. Have you ever made a mistake in your career that could have been detrimental to your success at the firm? Or have you ever mentored somebody who has made a mistake?
I've never made a catastrophic mistake. Sometimes you make little mistakes, but nothing that was malpractice, I guess, or anything that would be catastrophic. No, and I haven't mentored anyone that's made any mistakes. You teach people to check and double check. The double check system, it applies in the law too. You know, you always have to make sure you have authority for things from your client.
Great. So we really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk to us. Just to wrap things up, my name is Maddie Pallardy, and I'm here with
Sophia Rupert.
And we are 19 years old, Today is September 30th of 2019, and we are recording this interview in Iowa City, Iowa. Thanks again for allowing us to interview you, and we really value the information that you gave us today, Ms. Pallardy.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time, girls.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, oh.